Rachel O'Neill is our guest now, and she is the person who founded Little Dresses for Africa. In fact, I think it's about 10 years that this organization has been around, and we want Rachel to explain a little bit about that as we get started. Rachel, good morning to you.
Good morning.
How about talking about your inspiration for beginning Little Dresses for Africa?
Well, I actually didn't plan any of this, but I went to Africa for my 50th birthday, and I just saw the beautiful people and the plight of women. It just seemed like they did everything, and then when they after they did all the work and all the toiling and usually with a baby on their back, then they went to the back of the line. I just wanted to do something to make the little girls feel good. It was just really as simple as that. I really didn't know it would grow into what it has.
And this started where? I mean, what part of the country?
I went to Africa the first time in Uganda and Kenya, but I went 18 months later to Malawi, sort of our home base, even though we do distribute countries over the world.
How did this explode into the organization it has become in the last decade?
Well, it's funny because I just wanted to take a few dresses to some little girls in a village called Nacheu, and I got a few people together, and here's the thing, I don't know. And so it was a little bit ridiculous, but I got some friends together and they were going to help, and we came up with this simple pattern, which has been around forever. This pattern actually is the ones that the pioneers used way back with food sacks and potato sacks, and just like a little sundress. It works wonderful in that climate. But I had some help together, and then it just seemed like I thought, well, I'm never going to be able to do this, and so this person told that person, and I don't know, it just picked up. Everybody just likes the feeling of having a little dress go directly to a little girl and make her feel good about herself. That's really how it happened. Just grew like crazy.
So over the years, how many dresses do you think that you have provided?
Well, you know, we used to keep track exactly, and then it just became impossible. We estimate now, because we count them as they go out, 8 million, at least over 8 million.
Oh,
it's
my.
It's been amazing. I know, that's a lot of little girls, isn't it?
Yeah,
that really is incredible.
You know, Tom Brokaw, the broadcaster, has a theory that if you wanted to fix all the problems of Africa, you would simply put the African women in charge of all of the governments.
Amen to that. Amen.
Rachel O'Neill is on the line with us with Little Dresses for Africa. There's something going on in our area, Rachel, and I know Lakeview Wesleyan Church is very much in the middle of all this, and they have their own group of women who make the dresses and pack them and deliver them and do the whole thing.
Yeah, they've been amazing. Mm-hmm.
Would you share how people can get involved, whether they want to, you know, sew the dresses or not? What opportunities are out there?
Yeah, basically, I think that's why this this mission works for people. There's something for everyone. Some people can sew, and you can sew independently, or you can start your own group and get together with people. It's kind of like the old-fashioned sewing center, at the quilting bee or something, where people can get together and communicate and exchange ideas. And or you can sew with a group or by yourself. What they do is people from all over the world just sew their dresses and then send them to us. And then we package them, and we send them different ways. We send them directly to groups that we have vetted and know that are legitimate, and they'll actually get to the children. And then we send them with mission teams that are going. And then, of course, I take them myself twice a year. This weekend we'll be at the church on Saturday, and then again I'll be speaking on Sunday with the combined classes. So I'm really excited. They've been wonderful and very, very hospitable. So we're looking forward to that.
Yes, and I believe you're going to be having the brunch as part of your visit on the 11th?
It begins at 10 o'clock on Saturday.
Right, and I was told by one very important person who's has a lot of insight into this that there is a little bit of room left if you'd like to attend this and listen to you. There's no cost. And listen to you and be a part of this brunch. It starts at 10, as you said, and runs until about 12:30 this coming Saturday. What's the message that you're hoping to convey when you're at Lakeview Church over the weekend?
Yeah, I'm just really excited. They've been very hospitable, and I'm really looking forward to coming. It'll be very nice to see them in person. I get to know so many people over the phone, and I can even recognize their dresses sometimes when people send them so faithfully. And then to actually meet them is a really fun thing. So we're looking forward to sharing the ministry and what we've been doing for a while. You know, it's funny because I just couldn't do it without everyone. It's just a community effort. So we really do enjoy it. We're looking forward to it.
6:52, Rachel O'Neill, we have a couple of more minutes. Are there some things that you'd like to share, Rachel, that are offshoots of the actual dresses? And, you know, obviously you're fulfilling a real need, but take this a little bit further. What are you hoping to accomplish in addition to providing this needed clothing?
Right. Well, you know, it's funny because the problem in Africa is there's so much that I want to do when I'm there and get over there, and you realize you can't do it all. And so we try so hard to stay focused on three areas, and we've decided at Little Dresses that the projects that go, these dresses actually go out as ambassadors, and we meet these kids in the village, and we get to know the village, and then we try to solve whatever problems we can within reason. So we concentrate on clean water, education, and community. We just decided that clean water saves lives immediately, and it is just really, it'll change a community immediately. You can tell where there's clean water. One well for $5,000 will give clean water to 3,000 people. So it's really amazing to see the difference where there's water. It just keeps kids in school. It helps stop disease. It increases sanitation. It's really the beginning. And then we go to primary education, and that's to keep little girls in school, especially the child-headed families. You've got these children that are literally in charge of, maybe an 8-year-old has two or three little ones that they're actually parenting. And we try to make the schools available so that they don't have as far to go, and it gives them a better chance to at least start down the road, because the education really changes the future. So, and then we work with the community to sustain those changes. So we try to stay focused in those three areas that we've identified that we can do something in. So that's what we've done. We've started two schools, and we've put in, I think we're just 14 wells. So we're just doing what we can do, and, you know, just happy to do it. We love the people. They're beautiful. They're excited. They're happy. They're just so grateful. We love being there.
When you focus on the people, you can sustain yourself. But is it difficult when you look at the problems that face Africa, particularly sub-Saharan Africa, to maintain your enthusiasm?
Well, from a distance it is, yes. You know, I read the updates every day. I get an update, and I'm reading about the plight of Africa. But I'll tell you what, when you get there, and these aren't just numbers, they're little people and their children and their widows. And once you get to know them as individuals, it's not difficult at all, because it's not a mass of numbers. It's little people that you love.
People with faces.
Yeah, right. It's not just numbers once you get to know them. And I think that's the difference. We go back to the same area twice a year all over Malawi, but still enough to where we can develop relationships, and it's not difficult at all. In fact, I can't wait to get back.
Rachel, we sure look forward to seeing you over the weekend at Lakeview Wesleyan Church. I know in addition to the brunch on Saturday, you said that you'll be speaking to the Sunday schools at Lakeview Wesleyan, I believe around 9:15, 9:30 in that neighborhood on Sunday.
Okay.
So we'll look forward to seeing you over the weekend and hearing more.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I look forward to meeting everybody.
Thank you.
Rachel O'Neill, our guest today. Remember, if you'd like to be involved in the Common Thread Ministry at Lakeview Wesleyan Church, maybe need some more information about the weekend or would like to get on board, 674-7715. We hope to see you at the brunch beginning at 10 a.m. And, of course, get more information by calling the church or going to the website. It's littledressesforafrica.org.